Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise 1 minute at a time. I'm Chris.
I'm Jonathan on helium.
I'll die from here. Good day.
I'm Taryn, and I wish I'd gone sooner so I didn't feel this pressure.
I wasn't told we were doing funny voices. I was told we were doing it normally.
I got really excited because someone went doo-doo-doo, and I was like, is this going to open with a musical number?
It does, but you just don't hear it right
now.
It's
not the same.
I know, I'm sorry.
No one's dancing in a wet dress and rinking. Come on, guys.
This minute begins like an episode of Bosom Buddies and ends with the IMF team getting down to business.
Oh, getting down, all right.
What a prosaic shot that this. It's funny how this minute clips from the last minute, because last minute he jumps out the window, and then we look at Ambrose, he's looking at Nye, and he's mad, and everybody's grrr. And then now it's like the opening of a sitcom. They're two dads, and they're raising a girl in Sydney.
No, it's called Typhoid Mary in Oz.
Yeah. It's being workshopped. It's all right.
Yeah.
We're in previews, guys. This isn't all done yet.
We still got a big Bob Fosse number that has to put in.
Fosse.
The unspoken thing is that everyone went to bed. Everyone just went to bed and then just deal with it in the morning. I will find you. I'm going to take a nap, talk with Luther, and like 8 hours will just come in right the minute and get you.
We're going to find Billy wherever he is.
Yeah. That's going to take a while, so just relax. Maybe go get some promo.
Calendar, roughly pin in, I don't know, 3 hours to find Billy? Ballpark?
He didn't even give Nye a new shirt. He's like, you're going to die anyway. Just read the same shit.
This is something that was actually my last note for this minute, but forget it. I'll just say it now. I hate the time vagueness around Nye in this. At the end, it's like, how long does she have? Not long. And there's another time, too. I don't remember if it was before or after this, where it's like, how long? He's like, it's soon. Like, they never say a number. Just say a number.
Even closer. Yeah. Like, doesn't he sync a watch up, right? He syncs a watch
he
up.
He does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I'm gonna talk about it in the next minute.
Okay.
What he's doing and why we're not getting the time, like the countdown. But yeah, it's one of those things where you're like, I feel there's a sense of urgency, yet I don't kind of feel like it because you went from night to day. So I'm kind of like, yeah, we all good?
You slept on it? Like, yeah.
Couldn't they have had at least be like maybe sun up?
Yeah. Like, no, the sun's just coming up. This is full Finding Nemo time. I expect someone to be screaming, Sydney, and then, oh.
Yeah, Luther could just sent one email. Dear CIA, there is a virus in the loot, in the air, in the open. Ambrose has it, and here's where he lives. It's just like, enter, and then just, you know.
Not only lets her, he gets out of this really terrible looking car, and they leave the car, and she stays in the car in the script. They basically drive her to this place, and then the driver gets out too. They didn't quite explain that, but because right now it feels like Ambrose is just leaving, and she's got a driver to drive her around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what it feels like. I mean, the front door is open too. I just saw that, but still, you know, it's kind of weird.
It's all wrong too. This is clearly not a street. They're like driving on a sidewalk.
Yeah. Hi, what's going on here? What's these people doing? Get off our street.
It looks exactly like that.
It does.
I assume there's in the background, there's a bunch of bags with fish in them. Oh, and they're just kind of like so hopping along.
It honestly looks like the set of what the 90s thought like 2010 would be in the future. Like, it's just so nice. Everyone has nice khaki clothing and it's sunny. And we all live down by the docks. It's
yep,
beautiful.
Come for hoverboard conversions. when my dad was mayor of this town.
Yes.
That's basically what it does. It has that, you know what it looks like? It has that Demolition Man future.
The Taco Bell should be somewhere around there.
They have six sticks.
We all drive Audis and really nice Corollas. Like
there's no such thing as a really nice Corolla. It's been enough time now, guys. We can say it.
I'm trying to think what's like the blandest, most suburban car you can think of in the 90s. The Taurus.
Camry?
Yeah,
the Taurus. Ford, you know, Taurus, nice station Ford wagon. Tauruses.
We have all forest green Tauruses. Forest green Tauruses.
Well, you know, RoboCop thought that the Taurus looked futuristic, so they used it.
Really? Whoa, this car has no box angles. Whoa. does he have what is the material? Give me John, give me a check. What is Dougray Scott or Ambrose's jacket? Is it like dark denim?
Denim. It's dark denim.
I wear denim in the summer in Sydney.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, that is a bad idea. You're gonna sweat.
I like the curtains to match the drapes, if you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, you're naughty. I got a black denim tie, too. Like, oh, he's dressed for success, ladies and gentlemen.
He has to make so many noises when he walks around. A lot of...
Exactly. I was watching the minutes, and in the upcoming minutes, he walks into a room, and I'm like, that's all I could think of. I'm like, really? He's going full Justin Timberlake denim. You know, when Justin Timberlake went to the... MTV Awards with, or the Grammys with Britney Spears, and they wore nothing denim.
It was the millennium, guys. It was an exciting time. Denim was in the air.
Well, and this scene is so bizarre. It's just he's in the middle of nowhere. Obviously, Ambrose is trying to get Naya out so she will infect a bunch of people. I guess in now 5 hours, we've talked about this before. The way the virus works is vague. It's airborne after 20 hours. Right now, she is still not contagious. It is incubating inside of her.
Okay.
So she has, they have, the IMF has 20-hour time period to get to her and save her.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, it is irreversible, and then she will melt, and then she will bleed out of every orifice and die.
To be fair, they made up a fake, they made this up so it can do whatever they say it does.
Sure. Yes. It's a MacGuffin of this, yeah.
Does he want her to? Does he actually want her to beg? And would that change his opinion? Or is he already on this path that even if she begged him, he's like, "Oh no, I just get off on this." Like, I know you just I asked you beg for your life, and then she begs. He goes, "That was fun. Okay, get out of the car."
Oh, absolutely.
Like I got my rocks off one last time because of your panic. That's fun. Leave, please. Leave in effect.
I can't say my next note. There's no swearing on the show, is there?
Oh, just call it. Just say poopy.
Like yes, slap him, and then poopy. This guy doesn't really have the same je ne sais quoi to say.
you would be angrier to know that in the script he slaps her back.
Oh,
and I was like, oh no, he didn't, and they literally did not do it.
Dougray Scott's like, can I please not? Like, he's like, I get it.
He's like, I will not.
I'm the bad guy, but I have a social life, and this may affect it.
In my original script, there were a lot more punching of women's in the face, and in the
gut, Robert,
and in the hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But Mr. Wu wouldn't let me have it.
Yep, no. Robert, can you please go back?
No, I got some things to say. Oh,
a guy used to infect a lady and he used to have his way. Now, look at everybody. They all got hoverboards now, rollerblades, and razor scooters.
This is also not the only thing cut from this scene. This scene had another scene. You were talking about having a refractory period after jumping out of the hole in the wall in between coming to this scene. There was a scene. Ethan and Swanbeck have a conversation.
Oh.
And Dave, I have sent you the script. You're going to be Ethan, and I'm going to be Swanbeck.
Oh.
And we're going to read it. It is an entire scene that was cut out of the movie. There is no tape of it. We will never see it. It doesn't. It probably exists somewhere, but we will never see it. So they're in the Cultural Artifact Center here in Sydney.
A break for another museum.
Yeah, there's Aborigine paintings and eerie patterns made of man and nature, like the patterns that form under the eyelids shortly before sleep. What? Anyway, it doesn't matter. This stage direction does not matter. Swanbeck. Swanbeck is reading the painting's titles. Dreaming of birds and flying fox. Bushfire dreaming. Wind dreaming. Oddly appropriate. Swanbeck breaks off and turns to a somewhat battered and beaten, weary Ethan. Swanbeck continued. Since it appeared that Chimera, the mother of all nightmares, is on the loose somewhere.
Can I get more Hopkins?
Oh, well, My Hopkins is British, so
that's fine. It's a little more airy, a little bit like you're breathing the words to me.
Okay, okay.
There should be some more pop.
More Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. Since it appears that Chimera, yes, the mother of all nightmares, is on the loose somewhere around here, because his accent just kind of like comes in every once in a while. Yeah. Is there any way this disaster could be viewed as a qualified one?
Not yet. We managed to pull any sensitive equipment and material out of our safe house wreckage.
Hey, see, there's a safe house.
That's a good cruise. He's doing a pretty good cruise there.
Yeah. We could lock down passport control and all port of authority, but that won't stop Ambrose. And beyond him, we don't know who else we're looking for. All terrorist bank accounts of which we're aware of are stable. No deposits, no withdrawals, therefore no suspects. You can't just say you've looked at all the terrorist bank accounts and it's all good.
All the terrorists.
Good.
Checked them
good,
all.
Good. Yeah, they're all good. All eight of them. They're good.
In 2000, everything was fine.
No.
Yes.
Osama who? No, don't know him. No,
he's not. Never heard of him.
And then Ethan says,
okay. All right. We think we've got our finger on the buyer.
Do you? Even assuming you're able to prevent Ambrose selling Chimera, you've now got an additional problem. You destroyed all the Chimera at Biosite. If Ambrose is going to sell Chimera now, he'll have to do it by taking a pint or so of Miss Hall's blood to market.
Yes, I believe that's right.
What? You're both biologists now? You both know this is how the virus is going to be disseminated now.
Are you in the scene now telling them?
Yeah.
Are you in the script telling them?
Who is this gentleman?
Hey! You walk
security?
Look, I'm here to look at this Aborigine Cultural Center.
And you guys are talking about secret stuff.
Are you saying there's a virus loose and the terrorists know it?
And you checked all their bank accounts?
Hi, I'm Jonathan. I'm a podcaster.
But that leaves another 7 or 8 pints of Chimera.
You mean that leaves Miss Hall?
Yes, I believe that's right. Now that my understanding is that 20 hours after exposure, the victim becomes infectious. And he looks at the camera. Highly infectious. I mean, that's what I think is happening here.
Dun-dun-dun. Zoom in on the eyes.
Ethan glances at his chronometer. That's watch for fancy people. Swanbeck sees it. You noted the time of exposure? Ethan nods. Swanbeck continued. Good. Then you managed to get hold of Ambrose and obtain what he's got. You've got... glances at the chronometer. 8 hours, 57 minutes. Holy crap. They have wasted
10 hours?
11 and a half hours.
That's crazy. It doesn't take him 11 and a half hours to get down that building.
11 and a half hours.
You know, cause, I mean,
Billy was lost.
correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't Ambrose and all of them in the same building that Tom just jumped out of?
Mm-hmm.
And They had one or two ways to go, either up or down. They couldn't have called IMF and had it just surrounded.
Yeah. They were called CIA and Australia, like security ministry or whatever they have for like their like, you know, their policing. And they're feds, and they would have, just shut the whole city down and stuff.
All right. And then it finishes with the largest remaining chimera on Earth has to be taken care of in 8 hours and 57 minutes.
She sacrificed herself.
Brave girl, if you can get hold of the Bellerophon within the time limit, you may spare her the ultimate sacrifice. I've got this giant list for you to check off. Can you get the Bellerophon? Check. Can you find Ambrose? Check. But in either case, you've got less than 9 hours to kill her or cure her. After that, it's out of our hands in a matter of worldwide material law. I don't know what worldwide material law is.
Martial law.
Okay.
Just spelled wrong.
It says material.
Really?
And hunt. However you obtain it, we want you to preserve a sample of Chimera. Bring it back alive. Are you kidding? Ethan stares at Swanbeck. Something else?
Are you even curious about why she did it?
No, I can't afford to be curious. And neither can you, and neither can the movie.
Yeah, I can't afford to be curious, and neither can you.
Huh? That whole sequence sounds like it was written on the spot by you two, not by the, the very talented Robert Towne.
Thank you. That was our one. That was our two man. That was our two man. We've been doing this scene.
Especially the list thing. That sounds like something that you made up, like as you were reading it. But no, it's your fault, Robert.
No. Other than the phrase "cure her or kill her," and
that's a nice one. Yeah, I like that.
There's a callback later too. I told you to bring something back alive. Like that's it. That's all that's was good in what just happened.
And then the last note that I didn't put in the thing that I sent you guys. As the eerie wail of the didgeridoo seems to mount in volume and intensity, the overcast sky filtering into the loft seems particularly oppressive. Ethan's up against it, and he knows it.
Oh, he's up against the didgeridoo, I'm sure.
So that is the scene that was taken out of this movie, and I am so we've talked about some of the scenes that have been taken out. Every scene that's been taken out would have made this movie The Room and or Birdemic bad. All the scenes taken out of this movie made this movie a weak Mission Impossible movie. By taking it out, that's good. Yeah. That's a good thing. They made it better. They made it weak.
You said they didn't even film that part, right?
We don't know.
Oh, okay. Because I really love the idea that they handed those pages that day to Anthony Hopps. He just went, I'm not doing this.
There's 3 hours, 45 minute cut of this movie. We don't have it. It doesn't exist. It was made. It was given to the studio.
And the truth is, Anthony Hopkins did a Transformers movie, so he'll do anything. He'll say anything you give him.
It's true. You can pay Anthony Hopkins to say anything. And let's move on from the slap, because we've now gotten to the last thing that we wanted Ambrose to say. His parting remark is, you're going to be the Typhoid Mary of Oz.
This is ADR, right? Because it's like...
Yeah, there's something going on. He had something else to say from behind that they stuck on his head so long, the back of his head. There had to be something else.
And how he says a lot of money at first, it makes it sound like he was saying it and they were like, do great. You gotta say it slower. Like, no one, we're not getting it. Like, the sound guy's not picking it up right. And he says, you're going to make me a lot of money. They're like, all right, we got it. Thank you. And
then Ambrose always talks like that. Yeah. He's always like, welcome, Hunt.
Yeah.
He's always saying it like that.
And then he says,
in just a Fuhrer's amount of time. Did you say Fuhrer?
Did you say Fuhrer's amount of time?
Fuhrer's amount of time.
How's Hitler involved now?
Exactly.
It's just a furious amount of time.
If Typhoid Mary's involved, well, this was another podcast connection for me, so I'll plug Return to Oz Minute just real quick. It has nothing to do with this, and also the podcast Stuff You Missed in History did an excellent episode on Typhoid Mary, and none of this.
Is Typhoid Mary the thing where it's like, her blood's been used. No, that's a different lady.
No,
that's the song that Tina Turner sings. Typhoid Mary keeps on burning.
Typhoid Mary keep on rolling.
Typhoid Mary keep on rolling.
We don't need another hero. Yeah, we can
pull this up. Typhoid Mary was a carrier, and so that was the problem. She kept passing it along, but she didn't get sick herself. So that's not what's going to happen here.
True.
And we can plug it. I'm raising my hand. I'm a cystic fibrosis carrier, so everyone should be supporting our cystic fibrosis trivia at the end of the summer.
All right, fine. You can do tourneys.
You can donate to tourney, everybody.
You can donate to tourney.
She won you over.
Damn it! All right. Well, we got a lot more to talk about because this minute is not over yet.
He has to make good day threatening somehow. Well, I didn't think that was possible.
Good day.
He makes good day threatening, and then we go back to the A team.
Aww.
They're all back together. They found Billy. Hey guys, Billy's back.
They're reunited, and it feels so good.
This is if Chris, John, and I stole a camera and had to make a high school video project over a weekend. This is the shot. We're like. Yeah, it's just like, all right, everybody get your coolest black jackets and hoods up. We're all going to walk to the camera, and we're going to keep passing each other guns, and we're going to keep cocking it.
Well, Tom Cruise is wearing, like, a black version of his Far and Away costume.
Exactly. He's like, I don't have any black jeans, though, so I'm going to go with khaki. Like,
He's got black shirt, black suspenders. Well, it's not black suspenders. It's a gun.
Holster,
but he looks like Far and Away. He looks like that scrappy Irish guy.
Yeah, he does.
Hold my guns. You got it, Ethan.
I get to hold his guns. That's awesome.
Totally awesome. I get to fly the plane and hold the guns? That sounds awesome.
Not until I access the satellite. What have you been doing for actual...
Oh, don't get me started on this stupid computer. The only one that accesses her.
I like when these guys face real challenges and having to fix your computer could actually take 11 hours.
There's not a chance of tracking Naya till I fix this computer on the planet, the only computer on the planet that could track her. Maybe I should have thought of this before we did. Maybe I shouldn't have made it one computer that I also brought in the van that also got blown up. BT dubs.
This is not, yeah, I know you're talking about the sheep farm. This is not a sheep farm. This is like another island unrelated to the island where we will be going to soon. Like,
I'm going to yell about geography a lot soon. Just brace yourselves.
I was trying to figure out what is that thing in the behind them. Is it a wind? Is it a wind farm thing? Like, what is that?
Yeah, I think it's just, yeah, I think it's a windmill.
Okay.
One of those nice, windmill's the wrong word, like a wind turbine. Yeah.
Or is it a lighthouse?
It's too thin to be a lighthouse.
Yeah.
It looks away. Like the Washington Monument from there. Mm-hmm. It's like far away.
Well, you can go up the, yeah.
Maybe that's the pole that he got stuck on when he came down in the parachute.
Yeah, and they're just picking him up.
And they had to go get him.
And get him a new pair of pants or something, because...
Yeah.
Ah, he ripped his pants, didn't he?
He got a wedgie.
That's Billy's role. He keeps the spare pants in the helicopter.
He's our pants valet.
I keep
two different kinds of pants. I got little tiny small boy pants, and then I got Luther's pants. They're much larger.
And he's got a toque on. He's got a second one for Ethan to wear in a little bit too. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got little beanies and toques.
Oh yeah, the beanie. Billy's the one wearing the beanie. Maybe he lets him have the beanie. Does he hand him a beanie?
Yeah, hey, pretty sweaty for beanie. You.
Pretty sure he did.
That's how lice spreads.
You got exactly. One chapa, one beanie. That's the call.
Hey, where my good luck beanie?
Yeah,
I was wearing it last time we were in the helicopter. I didn't crash, so it's good luck.
It's my good luck beanie.
I think that slide sound effect like goes I think three times and he never actually like checks the slide. He slaps a magazine like twice, but it's already secured, you know. But it's just it's like no one watched John Wick 20 years after this film when this movie came out.
Yeah, we're just watching it. Like he just keeps pounding the butt of the gun. You're like, what are you doing, dude? It's in. It's in.
It's not a case of cigarettes. Come on.
Click, clack, slip, slack, clack, clack. It'd
be funny
clack.
If the bullets, like the magazine, just keeps falling out. Like Billy gave him a really loose gun. He's just like, ah, Billy, God,
what's wrong with the gun? Is it too loose?
Yeah, loose. I really greased the magazine.
He like, puts it in there and it just falls right out. He's like, come on, Billy, man. You're killing me. That's why he had to go in the next few minutes. He's going to have to go in with no gun. He's just going to go in, you know.
Feet blaring.
Feet and hands are blaring. Feet first.
IMDb can't afford a silencer. They're just like, nah, you gotta do cool flip kicks. That's it.
IMDb.
You said IMDb.
From
IMDb.
He works for IMFDB.
IMFDB.
IMDb has a secret, like,
yeah.
Militia force.
I'm on the internet movie.
Impossible data.
Internet
database.
Mission impossible
movie
force.
Movie database.
Database.
Impossible movie database.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, would you like to read fun trivia about your mission? Yes, I would. Your mission was taped in a live studio at Silver Cup. Oh, that's very cool.
Wow, very cool.
Thanks a lot.
Additional films made at Silver Cup are Highlander, Sex in the City, you know, things like that.
All right, this is a good place. There's so much we got to talk about. Let's go to Take the App.
Yep.
Because otherwise we're just going to get off track more. So everybody, put on your black clothes. We're getting in this helicopter. We're flying to Tech.
Tapping the end of my gun.
Guys, there's something wrong with my gun. It's really loose. Can you guys get your... Welcome to Tech of the Ep. We are here in this car with... Please don't slap me again. I don't like being slapped. It really causes me problems. Well, I think Dave in the background is doing like the ham bone or something. Some sort of.
You guys ever hear this one?
Dave and his hobo music. Welcome to Tech of the Up for minute 87. Let's talk about it. Dave.
Yes.
What's the best tech you've seen in this minute? There was so much going on.
God, yeah.
Both on screen and not on screen.
It's got to be the hot black denim fashion. It keeps you hot, keeps you just hot boiled, and you can't even pronounce your words well.
I'm so hot, I can't even make my mouth move.
I'm sweating out of my tongue.
Is this how Luther feels all the time? I can't even function.
The AC doesn't work in this car. I just can't sit in here anymore.
He just sits in the van all the time, sweating. Chris, what about you?
I'm going to go with the phallic-shaped metallic device holding the antidote.
Oh, man, the metal hot dog? I was going to talk about that in the upcoming minutes, but that's okay. Metal hot dog. Welcome, metal hot dog.
That's metal hot dog, baby.
Because that's the most child-friendly thing I could call it. Otherwise, I have a whole other name for it.
No, I like it. I like metal hot dog. It works well.
Yeah, it's our first. We actually see that's Bellerophon.
Bellerophon. Phallic symbol.
Tyranny, what about you? Take the app.
I'm going to give it to the busted laptop in a briefcase. Like, just that.
We've all been there.
Yep.
Yeah, we've all done it. And I love that he's just like, I'm just going to carry this until I can fix it. Like, this is my baby and I have to fix it. Please leave me alone while I try and fix my computer. I mean, I've done that today.
Yeah. I got to get out my tiny little screwdrivers.
Yes. Oh, my God. Does he have a grounding bracelet? That would make my day.
Oh, yeah, got to put on my grounding bracelet. Because this helicopter is literally a giant electromagnet.
I just realized, is that boom arm on the helicopter, is this like an actual filming helicopter? And they were like, just put it in the movie.
No, that's the one that he dangled from when he went down the shaft.
Oh, that's the arm winch? Okay.
That's the little winch that he, like, repelled himself off of.
Because I saw between that and...
It probably also is really the... really a helicopter that's the... It's the camera.
It's the
boom.
Camera helicopter.
The camera boom arm.
There's also that, like, little black dot on the back. I'm like, is that, like, a wide lens if they need, like, a tail shot?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, that... They weren't going to get another helicopter for this movie. They probably just used a...
No, I used the helicopter that they gave me.
That's the helicopter nubbin.
It's the helicopter nubbin!
Dave's so excited he got to found another nubbin.
Because it's like everyone's been talking van nubbin for these weeks. Oh, the van nubbin. And I'm like, I love it, but I'm upset I wasn't there for it. Like, and it's like, we did it. We got a helicopter nubbin.
You got a helicopter nubbin here.
Welcome helicopter nubbin.
Welcome to the next level of nubbin.
Exactly. Helicopter
next
nubbin.
Level of nubbin. Make that the name of the episode. Next level of
There's a couple of shots coming up later with that helicopter and Luther that I'm like, those don't belong there. Those are for somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But we'll get to those in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Good time.
Mine was also going to be the hot dog, but I'm going to go with the Toyota Corolla.
No.
XL. This is probably the premium package because if I look inside, it looks like leather. So it's got leather.
I guess they had to go with the dumb car that they could just get rid of and be like, okay, it's got Chimera in it. We're good. We can let go of it. We're fine.
Yeah, we're going to need to burn this car after we're done.
The best car 98 can provide.
I'm going to take my hair parted down the middle. I'm going to go rent myself a Toyota Corolla and drive down to the docks.
Well, at this point, he's still,
whatever I am.
He still thinks he's got something bigger coming with Wolverine, and poor guy.
Yeah.
Well, behind them, there's one of those. There's some SUVs behind him, so we'll see those SUVs later this week.
Yep.
They got nicer cars. This is literally a burner. This is their burner car. Great place to wrap up, minute 87. God, there was a lot in that one.
There was.
We will come back tomorrow for minute 88. And we will learn what Ethan has in store for Ambrose's boys tomorrow. And until tomorrow, you can meet us, Jesus. You can find us everywhere on MinuteImpossible.com, Patreon.com/MinuteImpossible. That is where we have different tiers. Our $3 tier is the tier that allows you to have a Patreon-only feed of episodes. We have some face-off episodes. We're gonna have some new episodes coming out. Dave's gonna be on one of them. Chris is gonna be on one of them. Fine. Maybe even Tierney's gonna be on one of them. We'll see. But come and help us with keep the podcast going. We always have fees and things, so every bit helps. Thank you so much to everyone who's already donated. We love our patrons. And until tomorrow, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Dave.
I've been Tierney.
Good night.
See you next time on the show. It's done. It was so fun. Thanks for listening.
This minute begins with an episode of Bosom Buzzies.
Bosom Buzzies?
I'll do that again. I messed up the whole thing.
Is that the one that stars Ruth Buzzy?
Bosom Buzzies.